Roxanne Renato, the director of the United Way of North Central Arkansas, is in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me a little bit about your time here. You've been boots on the ground now for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah. So I started in August of 22, just really learning and immersing myself in all things United Way. And it has been nothing short of a roller coaster, I guess you could say.
Now, for the folks out there who maybe aren't familiar or maybe they've kind of lost track of United Way, exactly what does United Way do here in North Central Arkansas?
Sure. So in short, it's a fundraising organization, and our mission is really to allow for the other organizations that we work for to be able to get out there and do the boots on the ground work.
Now, we used to have an actual United Way just of Independence County. Every county, I guess, at one time had their own, but now you cover five counties in a region.
That's right. So Cleburne, Independence, Izzard, Stone, and Sharp County.
All right. Tell me a little bit about what we're doing right now, because we're trying to knock out hunger, basically.
That's right. So 16% of Arkansans face food insecurity. And so right now, we are doing our Tackle Hunger Food Drive, where we are trying to raise and collect as much food as we can to help solve food insecurity problems in our community.
You know, 16% sounds like a lot. We would think most everybody's got food around here.
Well, the sad reality of it is, although Arkansans face 16%, some of the counties that we serve actually are upwards of 21% food insecurity in our specific counties.
That's a lot. And you know what? We actually do have the resources to take care of that, so we need to put those to work. Tell me how this program works.
So there are several businesses within the community that you can go to just drop off food. We're looking for particularly canned good items or items that children specifically through the backpack program can take home and fix themselves, cook themselves. So if you go to, for example, First Community Bank, they will take your donations there. Citizens Bank, LaCroix is doing a little food drive for us over there. So there's several places throughout town that you can go to.
You mentioned the backpack program. Tell me a little bit about the backpack program and how it works.
So every week there are children that either tell their teachers that they need food, or the teachers identify them through, you know, particular characteristics that they say, hey, they need some help. So they send home food with those kids in their backpacks so that they don't have to be hungry after they leave school.
And it's done very discreetly. That way nobody is looked down on or anything like that.
That's right. That's right. Nobody has to know at all.
All right. Let's talk about some of these businesses where you can drop off canned food drives specifically for this drive and campaign.
Sure. So Bank of Cave City, right here on Main Street, they're a member, they're a participant. Then you have Centennial Bank, Citizens Bank, First Community Bank, FNBC, Future Fuel. They're not open to the public, but they're going to be a drop-off point for their employees. Same thing with LaCroix. Lyon College is a huge participant this year. Southern Bank, and of course, our White River Medical Center.
Very good. Lots of good community partners in there helping out. And all people have to do is come by, drop off some food items.
That's
as simple
right.
as that.
Sure is.
All right. Roxanne, this goes until when?
So February 18th.
All right. So time is ticking. We need to get all that in there.
That's right. Let's tackle hunger.
All right. Roxanne, you do so much good work around here. We're going to have you back routinely and keep us up to date on everything going on with United Way of North Central Arkansas.
That'd be my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We'll put a full listing of all of those businesses and organizations where you can drop off food items that will be over at the website at whiterivernow.com and also over on the Facebook page. Roxanne, again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.